So here we are, sitting in Isha's kitchen beside one of her very beautiful flower arrangements. It's a glory of roses and dahlias and chrysanthemum. And it's so hard to believe that Isha has started her new career in floristry just within the last 2 years. Tell me, Isha, what sparked your desire to be a florist?
Oh, well, I love flowers. And who doesn't? So I think it started with my kids. Mm-hmm. When my first child, Roland, when he turned about 13, 14 months old, well, that was our first time that we can wander around and explore the neighborhood together. Yeah, and then like this little tiny human being, he has a he'll carry a small pile from his scent toys, and then we will just walk around and he'll just pick flowers, and he loves flowers. And I remember this was very early spring, it was still very cold, we were still wrapped in our down parka, and on our just neighbor's lawn we saw this tiny little white white flowers coming out of this like dirty mud, and then they're like locusts, like coming out of these sluggish mud, but they're so pristine and look so precious, like crystally clear. They're just so beautiful. Yeah, and then my son, like he'll say fa-fa. It means flowers in Chinese, and that the flowers are actually one of his earliest words. And then so like since then, like every day we have a new surprise. Like soon we will have hundreds of thousands of flowers on the tree, the magnolia. Mm-hmm. And then we have cherry blossoms. They give like beautiful romantic like pink purple rain, and then we see crocus, that's like yellow, orange, purple, white, tiny flowers, and they're like they're everywhere from people's lawns, because these are like a perennial, they come back years after years. Mm-hmm. So people might have, like people long ago might have grown them, and then so they are like mini fireworks everywhere and telling you that spring is coming.
Yes.
Yeah, and then after that we have daffodils on the roadsides, on the hills, in the park, and then my son he has his own mind, he it's hard to reason with him, he'll just pick flowers, and then so I have to we have agreement that we can only pick flowers when they are more than 30, and mm-hmm. we will count the flowers together, we will count how many petals there are in the daffodil, and then that was the most beautiful time in my life. Mm. Yeah, and then after that, in the end of spring, we have peonies, like the huge gorgeous peonies, they're as big as my kid's head, and then I realized that, well, actually, I've never seen these flowers before. I've heard about them all my life, but I've never seen daffodils, peonies. I've seen peonies since I was in elementary school, in the like 8th century ancient painting in Taipei Chinese Palace Museum. But it was my first time seeing them with my own eyes. So I grew with my kids, and we fell in love with flowers together.
That's really wonderful, Isha. Can you tell me about the important experiences that have helped you develop your expertise working with flowers?
So we love flowers so much, mm-hmm. but they're so expensive. So we thought that, why don't we just grow flowers in our backyard? So my friend Sean, he helped me to, he taught me, and I built 6 wood raised flower boxes in my backyard, mm-hmm. and in the very late fall, it was November, and we planted Our whole family, we planted like more than 3,000 tulips, 600 daffodils, and 900, almost 1,000 hyacinths. It was crazy. Yeah, when I do things, I tend to overdo it. And then, so in the spring, they all come out and they bloom just beautifully, mm-hmm. crazily. And then it turned out we have too many flowers. So I have to sell them in farmer's market.
Yes.
And when people learn that, oh, you grew all these flowers with your kids, they'll say this with their like dreamy eyes.
Yes.
And I will politely say, yes, that was very fun. Well, and the reality is, it was chaotic. It was stressful. Yeah, you see, it was like November and also early December, like literally winter is coming,
mm-hmm.
and we had so many bulbs, like crates and crates of bulbs, and also like kids in this age, they were almost 2 and almost 4 by then. Like, well, as I said, you can't reason with them, they do whatever they want. So it's hard to get work done and also keep your kids safe.
Mm-hmm.
When we were working, my son would say, I'm a little squirrel, and then he'll dig out whatever bulbs that you were just planted. And then so my husband helped me. He was also planting tulips beside me, and we'll hear my daughter say, I'm eating all your bulbs, and we freak out, and then she has a bulb right in her hand, and she was munching something. Yeah. We had to spit out, and we just couldn't identify what that was.
Right.
It was chaotic, it was stressful.
But she was all right.
Yes.
So the webpage for your independent business, Melodia Flowers, reminds us that flowers are not just flowers. I really agree with you, but can you explain?
So that people have been using flowers when they bury their families and friends, that people have been using flowers to send flowers to their lovers since, I don't know, 500 years ago. So we give people flowers not just because they're pretty, because you can find so many other things that's pretty and that lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we give people flowers because we have so many words we want to tell them. We live in near a university, so I got lots of order from parents sending bouquets to their kids during their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
They want to say that we love you so much. Sorry we couldn't be there for your birthday, but we love you. And then people give flowers to their partners to tell them that I love you and I want to be there with you for the next century. And then we use flowers, we use flowers in a funeral because we want to tell people that we love them and we share every memories and every moments we had with them. So flowers, they are not just flowers. They are emotions, they are connections, they are moments, and they are love.
Thank you so much, Isha.
Thank you.